I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Each year, florists apply to be part of Art in Bloom, an event at the St. Louis Art Museum. Winners are chosen and given artworks at random, which they are then charged with interpreting through floral arrangements. I attended this year's event earlier this month and heard from one of the florists from Springfield who had her work on display.
I'm Hannah Scooby. I'm the manager and wedding coordinator at True Colors Floral, and I'm here at Art in Bloom at the St. Louis Museum of Art at my piece here, kind of watching people enjoy it and answering any questions they might have. So you get notified in January that you were selected for Art in Bloom. You have to submit a portfolio and like kind of a thesis and a little kind of statement to the museum. And after you find out that you've been selected, they have you come to the museum and pull literally a number kind of out of a hat. At that point, they call you based on that number and you go and select your piece out of another hat. And then you come here 2 months later, you get 2 hours to set up on a Thursday. I was assigned Diane by Artemisia Glentelici, painted in the mid-1600s, and she was 19 years old when she made this particular painting. There's a figure, a nude figure reclining in the foreground on a bed of ivory and burgundy velvet. In the background, there's a maid in a blue dress with a white headdress, and she's got her skirt out collecting gold coins that are raining from the sky. Behind that is a really dark kind of black background. It's based on Greek mythology. Diane was the daughter of a king. When she was born, the king had an oracle see her future, and the oracle saw her having a son that would eventually kill him, the king. And so he was like, no, let's not do that. He locked her in a tower. Zeus decided he didn't like that decision. And in this painting, he's raining gold coins down upon her and impregnating her. Her father finds out that she's pregnant. He puts her out of the tower. She goes on a couple crazy adventures with her son, Perseus. The son, Perseus, eventually comes back to the city where they're from, participates in a sporting event, javelin throw, throws the javelin, and the king is killed at that point. So he basically caused everything that he was trying to prevent. I read as much as I could about Artemisia herself, and I thought that they kind of overlap in a way. She seems like a strong woman who had pent up with a lot of stuff in her life that she really couldn't control, but she tried her best to overcome, and I think she did. And this figure reminded me of that in her like reflection of her face, the tension of her body and hands. She seems relaxed at first sight, but you can see that she's ready to flee or fight or leave at any moment. And so that's kind of what I wanted to portray in the feelings of that. I also wanted to focus on the colors and the contrast that Artemisia is known for. She usually focuses on a singular light source and deep contrast. This particular painting is a study of textures, which is something else that I also wanted to bring forward in the different types of flowers used and the different colors and styles. So in the foreground, mimicking the figure in the bed, I have David Austin Juliet garden roses, which are peachy on the inside and creamy on the outside, kind of mimicking this tone of her flesh. They have big, full, cup-shaped blooms with double swirls in the center, which open up, kind of revealing sensitivity, like her nude figure. We've got calla lilies in a slight peach color as well, mimicking the lines of her legs and arms. And then to the left side, we have Black Knight Scabiosa, which mimic the very dark black background of the painting, emphasizing contrast against the light peach. On the right side, we've got Blue Delphinia mimicking the maid in the background. Well, I started my life basically as an artist, painting and sculpting whatever I could, just scribbling and making messes as much as possible. One of the things that I found was floral design, and I just thought it was amazing to be able to create three-dimensional sculptures that are living at all times. They're moving, they're ever-changing, they're dying, they're growing. You know, it's just amazing to see how much plants do on their own, and just it's fun to kind of work with them. I definitely like to look at flowers as a bit more painterly. I feel like I started that way, and then over the years of just trying to get the orders done and, you know, make them as pretty as possible and fill them correctly. And so doing this, you know, this is my second year, really kind of just rejuvenates my sense of creativity and be able to like emote, which is really important to me.